We bop it in. That's how we do it, everyone, Wednesday. You are tuning in to the Vero Insider, your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. I am kind of used to saying that now, adding on that last name, you know, that additional last name. I'm getting used to it. Anna Valencia Tillery. It kind of rolls off the tongue if you say it really fast. And in the studio today, I am joined by the entertainment captain guru of Main Street, Vero Beach, Mr. Rick Wyckoff. Hello, sir.
Hello, Miss Anna. Thanks for having us.
But of course, I am so excited. This is our second year as White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery and Pac-Mail Beachside, being one of the, not really a vendor, but having a tent there, promoting our services, being able to engage with the community. And I love the Hibiscus Festival.
Yeah, it's really come a long way since its resurgence in the last probably 10, 12 years.
I agree.
It started back in the 50s and kind of went dark for a few years. And
did it really start in the 50s?
Yeah, we resurrected it about 10, 12 years ago, and it's becoming a great community event. We're going to do a two-day event this year.
I know, that's something different.
So we got a lot of stuff going on downtown.
And it's going to be a lot of live music.
It is, and that's probably...
kind of where you shine.
That would be my shining star, so yeah,
there.
For sure. Probably we have like 24 different acts. We do music down at the end of 14th Ave and the westbound State Road 60. And folks down that way are some local folks. Jackie Style, Gunnar Flincham are down that way.
They both participated in the pretty recent Blue Star Sing-Off that we had last year, and they both placed very well.
Yeah, they did. They're both really very talented young people. We also have, I say young people, I grew up with them. You know, the Flincham kid lived across the street from me when he was a baby, so known him my whole life, and went to school with Jackie Style's father Casey. So, and then we have JD Nalzaro, you know, the Nalzaro family, very talented family in town. So he's going to play down that way, and his sister's going to play on one of our stages. We're going to have two main stages this year.
So there's multiple stations.
Yeah, multiple music venues. Mm-hmm. We'll have two main stages, one right in the middle of the street, where it usually is for people familiar with the festival. And then we're going to have another main stage over just west of the Heritage Center in the grass area.
Really?
We had the kids' stage there before, and we've kind of... implemented the kids on the other stages as well. So we were having a little competing thing musically-wise where one stage was drowning out the other stage.
Overwhelming, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to switch back and forth so the main stage will have an act on it. And then when that act is through, then the other stage starts. So
very
we go
smart.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the whole festival is, I mean, it's just a whole bunch of really cool stuff.
I know.
It's not just music.
And a food truck frenzy, right?
We're having the food truck frenzy. I guess it's the Baby Buggy Bunch, and they'll be involved again this year, and that will be down... all the food is. So let's see, what is that?
That's 23rd Street.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
23rd, no, like 21st
in front of the,
Street.
Front of the Chamber Building? That's 21st Street.
21st Street. So,
but in front of the Chamber Building,
yeah,
there.
In front of the Chamber Building, yes, exactly. So they'll all begin there. And then we have the juried art show, which will be 63 artists from around the state, and they will be there 2 days, and that's in the two blocks from the community center, down in those two blocks there from 23rd Street to 21st Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there we have 63 different art vendors. We'll have music in that area as well.
Mm.
More like subdued type music, I want to say.
Sure,
you know, so a piano player.
Something like that.
Yeah, a guitar player, piano player. I've got a young man from Vero Beach High School that's going to play the violin in there. So it's just a really, it's great exposure for the young artist. And it's just kind of a little bit of mellow type music in that art show area.
Keep people moving along.
Yeah. You know, one other thing we're doing this year too, Anna, which is really pretty cool. You know, we always had a 5K run at the Hibiscus Festival.
First
you
thing
may
in the
remember.
Morning.
First
mm-hmm.
thing in the morning. Well, we're trying something different this year. We're going to do a bicycle ride, okay? So we're calling it the Hibiscus Ride. It seemed to us, in our infinite wisdom, that there was a 5K you could run every weekend. If you wanted to run a 5K in this town, you could run one pretty much every weekend.
True.
You know, kind of like a charity golf event. You know, there's one
right,
going
there's
on
always,
all the time.
Yeah.
So, anywho, That starts at 7:30 in the morning at the historic train station. Everyone knows where that is. That would be about 23rd and a half street. So just to the north of 23rd Street intersection.
It's freshly painted appearance. I love that pop of yellow on
there. Exactly. Yeah, they fixed that up real nice.
They
the Historical
did.
Society did a great job with that building. I remember going there as a kid when it wasn't there, when it was down even further. It was
to
down,
hop on the train?
Yeah. Oh, no.
The
train service had stopped, but the building was physically not where it is now. They've moved it, of course, to get it closer. It was further down south on the track, so to speak. Down in the Wilbur Avenue area was the original train station. So
yeah, there's a lot of businesses back there on that Wilbur Avenue.
There are.
I was cycling down there, and I was kind of shocked to see how many businesses that were Oceanside had relocated.
Yes.
And it's a growing, prosperous area.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the mission for Main Street, I'm getting off on a tangent here, is to help the businesses in historic downtown Vero Beach prosper. And things are changing like mad down there, you know, with all the galleries and the restaurants.
Uh-huh.
And it's really coming back. So that we'd like to think we played a little bit of a part in that.
Look at you bragging, Mr. Rick Whitecock. That is fine.
Well, the Main Street folks and all the volunteers have done a lot of work.
They sure have.
A lot of work. And this, you know, we've done a lot of beautification things down there. The light poles on the flowers that are on the light poles in that block.
Exactly, all the downtown recycling.
Yeah, all that. And that's all done with funds that we make from the Downtown Friday events.
Which is always the last Friday of the month, correct?
The Downtown Friday events are the last Friday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been rained out for two in a row. So,
that happens, but that's okay.
Yeah, so we're hoping for good weather this weekend for the event. I've been watching the weather reports, and maybe some rain Friday, but very slim chance of rain for Saturday and Sunday. So,
because I'll be there all day Saturday. I prefer not to be rained on.
I'll be there from about 5 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Oh. Well, if this is a contest, you're winning, Rick. You are winning.
It's fun. I run up and down the street listening to all the acts and that type of thing. But, you know, one other thing that we have that we need to talk about
is... Well, real quick, because I have a question about the bicycles. So can even a novice bicyclist enter? And is there still opportunities to enter into the race?
There is. It's not really a race.
I mean,
it's just a ride. Sure. Yeah, you can do it day of. If you do it ahead of time, I think you save $10 on the entry fee, which I believe is... don't quote me, $40.
Okay.
Depends on how far you want to ride, okay?
Sure.
So they have... And you can go 3 miles, you can go 10 miles, or you can go 50 miles. So, you know, there's a lot of folks that are really into the long ride.
Avid,
so we try
yes.
to appeal to everyone. And there's a set course. I'm not exactly sure where it all goes through town and over the beach and back. But, you know, some of these riders, you know, there's nothing for them to get on a bike in the morning and ride to Fort Pearson back. So
I agree. Yeah, I've seen it
You've
happen.
You've seen them on
A1A, yes. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So,
okay.
That's really cool. But. You know, the whole thing really starts out, Miss Anna, with the Miss Hibiscus pageant on Thursday night.
Ah.
And that's held at the Heritage Center, and that's young ladies between the ages of 15 and 19. And
there's a lot of wonderful, talented young ladies that are participating. I think there's almost 20 ladies at this point.
I don't know the total field. Someone else has kind of runs that for us, but anywho.
That's my barista of beauty. I love me some Cindy Getz.
Oh!
And I'm pretty sure that she said that
Miss
they were almost
Cindy
20.
Cindy Getz.
Mm-hmm.
That's a familiar name. Sorry.
Yes.
I know Cindy well, so.
And so, so there's almost 20 ladies participating,
and that will
yield some wonderful exposure.
Exactly, for the young ladies, and that started in the 50s as well.
I bet,
so, it's, again, been resurged. Is that a word? Resurged?
Sure, I'm going to go with it today. This is not grammar school today, Rick. You can get away with stuff like that.
But anywho, that started way back when.
So that actually is Thursday night, not Friday night.
That is Thursday night, April 16, at the Heritage Center at 7 in the evening.
Oh, okay.
And then the whole festival kicks off then the following Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. with the bike ride, and then... Of course, the Hibiscus Festival all day Saturday and pretty much all day Sunday. And we will have music Sunday as well. We'll have music in the art show area and the park stage on the grass west of the Heritage Center. We have three different acts there. So,
very cool. Yeah. This sounds so active. Now, they have a kids zone, and I recall seeing a post about that. For $5, the kids can ride everything, play everything, right?
That's absolutely correct. One of our volunteers, Mark Good, has been doing that for, oh gosh, a lot of years. He does it also at Hibiscus Festival, at Downtown Friday.
Oh, okay.
And we kind of say, okay, Mark, here's your turf, you know, make
run
it a kid's
with it.
Zone. So they have bounce houses and they have a little train ride and the kids just love that. And you're right. For $5, you get a little wristband and you just bounce and ride and do whatever you want in that kid's zone. And that's also in the green area. I call it the green area, the grassy area.
Sure. Soft landing.
Yes, exactly.
Also known as. And then, of course, there is the annual shopping cart parade.
Who could not forget the shopping cart parade that benefits the Heritage Outreach Center. So that's at 3:00.
Oh, okay. Is it going to start where it does?
It's going to start in front of the old courthouse where it always has started and go down in front of the vendors there and then pop up on the stage and do the
prizes,
the judging
for,
and the
yeah,
prizes.
Exactly.
And that's always a really big community event. And we get a lot of folks involved in that every year. Different businesses build a shopping cart. It's always a lot of fun. So
that is fun. It's really just all involving. Yeah. You can get every employee involved in something like that.
Exactly. And then you know, they bring food and all that, and it's all to benefit the Harvest
and
Outreach
donated.
Center.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think that's about the That's got to be about 6 or 7 years of that, as
I recall.
That
they've been the recipient?
Yeah, as a good
nonprofit.
As long as I've been involved, so 6, 7 years, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it's really cool.
So are you still going to have Downtown Friday this month, even though you are having Hibiscus Festival?
No. So it's just a lot of work. So we do not do a Downtown Friday event in April because of Hibiscus Festival.
I see. So everything will be resumed in May.
Exactly. On the last Friday of every month.
Right.
Weather permitting, of course.
Very
I know some
good.
Folks get a little upset with us when we have to make a call at 2 p.m. because
but it's gotta
I don't
happen.
Think people understand that. You know, we got to set that up. We got to shut the streets down. All the vendors got to get in there, and they can't set up in 10 minutes. So a few times we've gotten a little egg on our face where it's raining to beat the band at 3 p.m. and we say we're done. We're calling the event. And then by 7, it's gorgeous, right?
So of course. Well, that's just
Florida's.
The Florida way.
You know Florida's weather. You don't like it. Wait a few
Florida
minutes.
That is just the Florida way. It's all
exactly.
Right, Rick. You know, Main Street does a wonderful job, and that renaissance is a true factor of what's happening here locally. Of course, one of our main sponsors, Blue Star Bourbon Bar, is going to be open this weekend with some wonderful drink specials. She's going to have some great music to sort of be an encore to everything that Hibiscus is bringing to the table. Her band will start at 9:00. She has Dave and the Wades coming up from the Jupiter area. They're sort of surf rock, and she really felt like that would tie in beautifully with everything that the Hibiscus Festival brings to the table. And I know that she is so proud of being part of the downtown now and everything that it stands for, all the business she gets as a direct result of Downtown Friday, and I bet of Hibiscus Festival.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll bring a lot of folks down in front of the Blue Star, that's for sure, and the art shows out in front of her, and it'll be a great thing, because we're through at 9, right?
So exactly.
Our main act starts at 6.
The fun
6,
can continue
you know.
At Blue Star.
Exactly.
Yes, and there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Don't go anywhere.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great bureau scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine, in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com. Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place, or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving. Wine Wednesday. We are back. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, in the studio. We are talking hibiscus, y'all. Sipping on delicious Pinot Grigio, compliments of White Glove Moving, actually. My partner in crime, Miss Kitty Wagner, was unable to attend, and White Glove just happens to provide a bottle of wine for every move that we perform. And they just happened to be housed in my office. What a bonus. So I was able to procure us a delicious Pinot Grigio, which is, in fact, available at Blue Star. In addition, we have some wonderful sponsors that we want to give some shout-outs to before we go into the rest of the music lineup for Hibiscus Festival that is taking place this weekend. First and foremost, this show couldn't be possible without Vero Beach Magazine. The brand new April edition is out. And check out this cover. What do you think, Rick? Do you know where that is?
Jones Pier, maybe? Wabasso?
It's actually Sebastian. And that's, you know, when you're sitting outside Captain Butcher's and you look over to to the north there. This is the former Fish House, Ice House, and also marked as a historical landmark. Very cool. But within the pages, you will find many a wonderful story, many devoted advertisers that are local, and of course, being VP of marketing at PacMail, your shipping solution experts, and at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, we encourage everyone to shop local and to support those that support our sponsors. On page 74 of the previews, you will see a very cool picture of Mr. Belanagi from the Sand Ridge Premier Public Golf Course with one of the ladies, Patricia Moody, singing and signing the national anthem. And on April 24th, that's just a couple Fridays away, it's Join the Arc of Indian River County for their 10th annual Spring Swing Golf Tournament. Tickets are $100. It starts at 8 a.m. Tons of prizes, tons of great things. Arc is such a good organization. We got to be a part of the Wild Game Feast back in January to help support them. And so, of course, Sand Ridge always lends itself out. And I know, Rick, you had touched on earlier that there's always a charity golf tournament. And that's because Florida has the best weather for golf. And it's and golfing is a definite tried and true thing, that pastime that Florida provides. We have over 1,300 golf courses throughout the state. And one of the best ones that's open to the public being Sand Ridge. So not only do they support the show, and you can go in and get gift certificates for all those that you love and all the golfers in your life, but if you want to participate, you can call 562-6854 or visit theveroinsider.com, live link it to Sand Ridge, and then sign up to be a part of this amazing charity event. Yes, I'm having my son take lessons. They do instruction for kids. They do instruction for ladies and men. So it's great. If you're not totally versed, you can go get a little bit more experience. So again, thank you to Vero Beach Magazine. Their calendar of events is jam-packed. Season is not over. There is a lot in store. In fact, Foxy Nails, I was there this past week. Donna, what do you think? I did some hot pink marbling.
Oh, very nice.
I know.
Very
look at my toes. I got all
so springy.
I know.
Very springy.
I got all Foxified. They're open 7 days a week, and they have been saying that business is exceptional. So thank you so much to all of our listeners who go in, manicures, pedicures, waxing, and more importantly, you mentioned the show, you get a free nail design. It's a bonus. It's a bonus. Now, we were talking about downtown, and Blue Star Bourbon Bar is new to the downtown scene, and Kitty has been trying to understand the needs of her customers coming in, especially now that she's open primarily for dinner and has taken away her lunchtime service just for the next little while. And she has come up with blue plates at the Blue Star Bourbon Bar, which means that every plate is priced at $16 or under, and it will be served throughout the night with a late night menu. Isn't that great?
That's especially downtown, the late night thing. I mean, there's a lot of great restaurants downtown, but I don't think you can get served much past 10 p.m., can you?
You can't.
Yeah, it's so kind of it's a drill,
it's a great,
right?
Yeah, it's a great concept, and it's a great price point to be able to hit and still go out, have a good time, and have it be affordable. On that note, May 2nd is our upcoming Derby party there at the Blue Star Bourbon Bar.
That's right. The Derby's coming up already.
It's so close. We're going to have Best Hat Contest, Donna. Donna was our third place winner last year.
Thank you, Vink.
That's right. So the contest is going to start at 6 o'clock just before the race kicks off at 6:42. So for everyone, you have a couple weeks to start planning and preparing, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's save the date for May 2nd. Now, Rick, tell us about some of the other performers that we're going to see throughout throughout Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, okay, Anna. You know, we had talked about the performers that are on the street, so to speak. Let's talk about the two main stages. So over in the park stage, I know I talked about the Nalzaro family, and Jersey is going to be on the park stage from 10 to 11.
Ooh.
Jersey Nalzaro. And then we've got a band, you may know Stephen Felipe, all right? Better known as 24/7 Steve. He's been playing music in this town for about 25 years. So he has a band called the Dixie Highway Band, and they'll be over on the main stage on the street. When that act is over, the next one starts, as I said. And then Corey Coons, he has a band called East Harbor, and David Gonzalez is a young man who's very young and very talented on the guitar.
Very talented, yeah.
And so David plays in that band as well. And then a group that we've had in the past locally, Dave Monday out at the Charter High School, has got a kids band. I shouldn't say that. They are young adults is
they
what
really
they are. And they're very, very talented. And the Charter High School Wolves will be on that main stage from 1 to 2. And then after that, as we switch back to the other stage in the park, on a Hibiscus special favorite, which is the Blue Cypress Bluegrass Band with
they
Alan Rudd on
great.
Bass. Everybody loves the Blue Cypress Bluegrass Band. In the past, crowds would walk by and they'd always stop and listen. So they're really good. And then we go to the cart parade, as we said, at 3. And then at 3:30, we'll go back to music on the park stage with the Kurt Stevens Band. Okay, so you may have heard of him. He's kind of, he goes to Florida State University. He's kind of under the wing of Jake Owen a little bit. He does country and a lot of different country covers and some originals. He was in the studio last week putting down some more originals.
Cool.
And his full band will be here, all right?
Wow, that's
from Tallahassee.
At 3:30.
And they were voted number one country band in Tallahassee.
Oh, snap.
So
now
he
they're
absolutely,
coming to town.
Yeah, so
it's
he absolutely
be awesome.
Fills the house up. And then another favorite that we have had, and they've had at other venues around town, but maybe I might have discovered them, the 21 Hearts in One Beat Band. So
oh,
I go over
you,
to a
Rick.
Certain
a
establishment, right? And I see this band there, and my favorite band is not playing. I'm like, who are these kids? And they're like, what's going on? And so
then it
suddenly
was awesome.
It was click. They were awesome, right?
So they're performing on Saturday
so
or
21
Sunday?
So 21 Hearts in One Beat will be there Saturday.
Okay.
And then that leads, they'll play for an hour from 4:30 to 5:30. And then right after them, as fast as we can strike the stage, will be the Solid Gold Band out of South Florida. Very high energy show band, dance band. They had everybody rocking last year, and they're really, really good. Really, really good. So we'll have a guest artist during that, and that is Barbara Gracewood, a recording artist who grew up in Vero Beach. And so she's come back home for a little bit, and we've discovered her.
She's going to wow us.
And she's going to wow us with a few of her songs as well during the Solid
Very
Gold
cool.
performance.
Very cool. So if people want to see the lineup, can they go to the Main Street Vero Beach Facebook page and check
they
that
can,
out?
They can, or you can search the Facebook page for Hibiscus Festival. So Main Street has a page, but we have a specific
Hibiscus
page
Festival.
For Hibiscus Festival.
Dedicated.
Yes.
Perfect. Please visit theveroinsider.com. You can live link to all of our sponsors. You'll see a picture of Rick and I up there. You'll also be able to get a little bit more information I've been posting onto our page about Hibiscus. We love this event. We love Vero Beach. And we ask that you give us a call, white glove and pack mail for all your moving and shipping needs. But people are staying, so we expect a big attendance this weekend. Sun is shining. There's nothing better that you need to be doing than go and listen to great music, have great food, meet great people, and support local businesses and local organizations such as Main Street, right?
Absolutely. We should have about 5,000 this weekend, so that's what we're shooting for.
Very good. Thank you so much. Cheers. Until next Wednesday.
Hasta luego.